Nothing can bring you peace but yourself. Nothing can bring you peace but yourself. We're always looking for peace. Oh, get out of my hair. Get off my back. Let me alone. Let me be at peace. Let me be at peace. Let me be at peace. We say that again and again and again and again. We say that. What does it mean to be at peace? What does it mean to be peaceful? To be peaceful is when we are content with ourselves. We like ourselves. Everyone who likes himself is at peace with himself. Everyone who likes himself feels that this is a wonderful world. This is a world of fantastic qualities. This is a world that is joyous to be in. It's a world of magic. It's a world of wisdom. It's a world of all that is good and beautiful. Yes, that's what peace really is. Peace is contentment. Peace is love. I enjoy seeing peace in my dog so much. Ruby comes up to me and she lifts up her head and she says, "Stroke me." She says, "I am peaceful. I am peaceful." And she comes up and she comes over to me, and when she wants peace, she says it, but then she steps on my foot. She steps on my bare foot with her bare foot, and she is a heavy dog. She has heavy feet, and her feet hurt when they step on me. And I pull my foot aside, and I say, "Okay, all is peace. All is peace." Well, then she just sort of settles down and lays down next to me. And as she lays down next to me, she is peace. As I am quiet and am peaceful, I am peace. We can learn so easily by looking at our pets, by looking at other people in our world, what they do for peace, how they find peace within themselves, how they find peace and contentment in everything they do, how they find love and joy and harmony and right action, how they find all that is good, and they know it. They know that good because that's their nature. That's who they are. They know that they are that peace. No matter where I look for peace, no matter what I seek to do to bring me peace, nothing can bring peace from the outer. We say there now is peace on earth and it began with me. Well, this is only too true. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. If I have peace in my heart, I will see peace in the world about me. If I have peace in my inner being, I will see peace all around me, all over the world. I will see every nation on earth at peace. I will see all the conditions at peace. Now, you say, that's a big order to look at the whole world and see it at peace. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's a very small order when you start looking at yourself and say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. You don't enter into the circumstances of peoples all over the world. You don't enter into the conditions that people find themselves in. You just look at how you find yourself. And when you are peaceful within yourself, and then you look at all your world, you see them peaceful because they are your reflection. No matter what you want to say about it, all the world is your reflection. So, if you see a world filled with conflict and filled with irritation, it's because you are filled with conflict and irritation within yourself. If you can take time to be at peace and say you like yourself, if you can take time to be at peace and say this is a wonderful world, if you can take time and be at peace and say I like all the world, I like everybody in it, I like every circumstance, without hesitating, unconditional love. Can you be unconditionally loving? Well, we're taught that by our religions, we're taught that by our philosophers, we're taught that by our psychologists, unconditional loving. When we are unconditionally loving, we are so open to peace. We are so open to no judgment. That's what unconditional love is about. No judgment. And when I have a condition in me that has no judgment about it, then I'm unconditionally loving. And when I'm unconditionally loving, I am peaceful. And when I'm peaceful, I feel content within myself. Every organ, action, and function of my body works perfectly when I am in peace with myself. When I am peaceful with myself, every organ, action, and function of my body works perfectly. Now, we know that. We know that. When someone comes to us with a problem, we just say, peace. We say, okay, now, what can we do about it? How can we handle this? Balance, peace, harmony. And when you get balance, peace, it's nothing that has to be done in the outer. It's just something that you do within yourself. It's something you do in your own inner heart. It's something that you do and you say to yourself, I am peace. I am peace. I am balance. I am love. I am joy. Nothing can bring you peace but yourself. Nothing can bring you peace but yourself. Now, when do you want that peace? Today? Tomorrow? Yesterday? In the future? When do you want it? Well, now is the acceptable time. We've been reading all these things scientists have telling us about there only being now. The only time that there is now. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is, because that is truly what it's all about. All time is here and all time is now. This is the only moment there is. This is the only time there is. This is the only experience there is. It's the only awareness that there is. And do you believe that? Do you know that? Do you love that? I do. I love that with all my heart and soul and being. I love that with all my awareness of all that is, because I think that all time is wonderful, and all time is right now, and peace is right now. Look at how the grass grows in the field. Look at how the grass grows in your lawn. And you go out there with your mower and you trim it to a low level so that it looks beautiful to your eyes. But if you're walking through a field, and that field is unkept, it is not a farmer's field, it's just a field, and you see the grass growing beautifully, you see the flowers popping up here and there, and you see the children romping in the field, enjoying it. You see its contentment, you see it in its naturalness. You and I can live our lives in our naturalness if we choose. We can live our life in the delight of all that is if we choose. And as we live our life in such delight, in such harmony, in such peace, in such joy, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we feel wonderful. We feel content. We feel good. And is that what we want to do? Is that what comes when we are peace? When we find peace? It's that deep breath. We've talked about this for several days now. When you find peace, it's a deep breath. It's that loving consciousness. It's that loving awareness. Look at the peace within yourself. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my life, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my happy, happy home, and it began with me. Now there is peace in my happy community, and it began with me. Always it begins with me. Always it begins with what I am and who I am and why I am and where I am. And that's all that matters, because now there is peace. And the only peace I find is the peace within me. Today, claim that for yourself. know that for yourself and realize that nothing can bring you peace but yourself. So, get busy. Join me in bringing peace to myself and bringing peace to yourself. And have a wonderful time doing it. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.